Hello, and welcome to the Moonwise Lunar Forecast for October 19th through November 4th, 2017. I'm Dorte Sophie Royal, and today we'll hear from Susan Lipschitz of Everyday Medicine Woman as she takes a look at the upcoming month and gives us her take on the astrological, lunar, and collective energies that she's feeling. Hi, Susan. Thank you so much for being with us this month.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me once again to speak to you and the beautiful Moonwise sisters.
So I know we're all feeling the intensity of these times and looking forward to hearing what does this upcoming moon cycle look like?
This month, the features of the month, or I guess I would say the big theme of the month, is our sacred partnerships. This is a lunation that is going to begin with the new moon in Libra, and Libra is a cardinal air sign. So again, remembering that it's still cardinal signs launch things. And so this is still launching us into the fall or the direction of the West in the indigenous medicine wheel. And so this is a time where we're moving into the inner self, or as the light dwindles, into the dark. So as this is still in Libra, we remember that we're in a later degree of Libra. And so Libra is ruled by Venus. Venus is a sign that is very interested in us learning not only about what we desire and what we love, but how do we communicate it? How do we share it? How do we experience partnership? And that is Libra's expression and interest. And so as we're starting the new moon aligning with Libra, we are interested in looking at our relationships. What are the status of them? How do they feel? How are we showing up to them? How are we receiving them? How might we allow ourselves to be more receptive to the balancing nature within ourselves and to share that with others and be open to how to enhance and communicate what we would like to receive in that way as well. This new moon also has Mercury and connected in Scorpio, and also has Jupiter in Scorpio. So it's already, even though we're in Libra, it's ushering in Scorpionic features. So with Mercury in Scorpio, Mercury again is the sign of communication. And so in this particular sense, the way we communicate is not always verbally, the way we communicate non-verbally, the way we hold our bodies, the way we're maybe communicating by what we don't say. These are all the nuances that when Mercury is in Scorpio, is going to be more interested in letting us see and experience and feel in others and in ourselves. And since Jupiter is right there and just moved into this cycle on the 10th of October and will be there for 13 months until November 8th, Jupiter is just getting familiarized with Scorpio and wanting to take us into where it is in our charts and all of us into our lives. And so again, because Scorpio is a deep feminine water planet, it is one that is deeply feeling but isn't necessarily as easily accessed to communicating that in the mental or thought field and expressing it through thoughts. It more expresses us through feelings, through actions, through connections. So in some ways, for those of us who may be more comfortable in being able to express ourselves in more of how we show up and how we connect with the nuances of intuition, we'll do really good. But for those of us who might be a little bit more aware of letting our thoughts dictate our actions or our belief systems or our attitudes, or avoiding kind of what's going on in our bodies and just staying more driven by what's in our heads and what's on our calendars, I think this is going to shake us up a little bit. So we really want to align with what are the ways that we can move through this Scorpionic cycle and really let it make the most of us as, you know, we're moving through these lunations. And I would say one of the key ways is to be comfortable with what are our hidden motivations. And when they start to get shown to us, that we can say, oh, what a relief that we can really get in touch with not only what we you know, a lot of times we talk about let's create intentions and let's be really intentional and let's be centered and all that good stuff. But this is going to unwrap it a little bit and say, yeah, you know what, but there's deeper desires inside of us. There's deeper longings, and not all those are bad things. And so rather than disconnecting from them or disassociating with what might be unconscious, whether they're from our past or they're, you know, disowned parts of ourselves that we feel aren't appropriate. Well, those are the ones that really trip us up the most, because what do they say? What we, you know, what we deny, we, you know, kind of attacks us. So this is a time of saying, rather than getting more uncomfortable with being exposed in some of the areas hidden within, I would say go deeper in inviting those areas to come within. So these are great times, if we talk about practices, to, I usually go in the basics with this, but I would say when we start this new moon, that we plant a seed of willingness, willingness to allow everything that needs to come up to show into, you know, whether we talk about the dark within or to come up to expose and express ourselves, to be tolerant of it, to be welcoming of it, to see that in the essence of it, it's trying to liberate us from a known self that has been restricting us in some ways. And that when we're in line with our passion, when we're in line with our power, when we're in line with our deeper feelings, it allows us, our soul, to then say, okay, this is beautiful. This is what you really want. And to kind of understand that the differences between the envy of what we want versus the desire of what we wish to express, what we wish to be in fuller domain of, that's really awesome. And so through this lunation, when we move through this, the beautiful part about this is that, again, we've got the Libra new moon as the gatekeeper, let's say, so to speak, and we've got Venus in her dark mother self saying, I will protect you through this time because I love you and I am, you know, sort of the ultimate exalted goddess. And I'm encouraging you to go into your depth, and I'm encouraging you to be sexual and powerful and understand rather than deny these parts of ourselves as in the feminine, but to go for them. And so as we move into this time, you know, this is the time where we're also moving towards that full moon on the 4th of November, which will be in the opposite sign of Scorpio, which is in Taurus, which is also ruled by Venus, beautifully enough. And it really, really says to us, okay, it's beautiful that you aspire to partnership in balance and in equality, but what do you have to show for it? In other words, how are you building it out in the world? It's sort of like the Gaia Earth goddess on the other end. So that's beautiful as we're moving towards that in the full moon of this lunation. But, you know, right before that, pretty much, is where we also have the veils between the worlds get very, very thin. So that time between, you know, Halloween and the day, All Souls Day, and then the Day of the Dead, where we really, whatever our traditions, where they're pagan, where they may be more Christianity-based, or they're more in terms of the indigenous and of the Americas, that more than anything we want to say, how do we honor our ancestors? How do we make a space for them? How do we animate that the myth that they're not with us is the myth, as opposed to this idea that one day a year we open up to them? So this is another time also to say that not only are our ancestors who have come before us in this lifetime, but to realize we hold our own ancestry if we believe in it in our past lives. And so we open this up. And then the lifetime that we're dreaming in. So remember, when we're in the dark, we're dreaming. And this is one of the big features of this particular lunation, because that scorpionic element is deeply influential, again, in doesn't need to adjust its eyes to the dark. The other thing that I just want to say through this is that because Jupiter animates, Jupiter projects, Jupiter enhances, and it just moved out of a year of being in Libra, which is all about telling us about partnerships. And I want to say, I don't know about any of you, but I really want you to reflect on this in this new moon, is did you near this end of this new moon, did you on the 19th, maybe I would almost want to say on the day of the 10th, look back to that time of October, did you find that you ended something? It might have been in your work. It might have been a project you were doing. It might have been a relationship or some facet of your life, or that you made a decision inside you that you abruptly said, I can't do this anymore, or I got to walk away from it. If you had that, even that awareness, that is an indicator of Jupiter moving into Scorpio, but it's also revealing the end stages of Jupiter being in Libra all year and saying, now that you've had this classroom enhancing about relationships, how you can do better, quote unquote, in them by showing up, but how also you feel about your partnerships in all ways and all things. So I really want you to reflect on that, and I want you to allow yourself permission. I'm saying you, meaning the me too, to allow ourselves permission to say, what did we learn through the year? Because as we're starting this year about Scorpio in Jupiter, it's really going to be a lot about these big, big themes that we talk about. And some of the words are power, control, depth, honesty, intimacy, commitment, sexuality, merging, neediness, money, you know, all of these, like the sexual politics. It's like, could these words get more provocative? And it's like, that's going to be the year, because Jupiter, like I said, it's a big planet. It's close to us. It's actually good fortune, and we can really grow a lot from a Jupiter cycle. So the other thing regarding this, as we talked, you talked about unstable times, that the other thing that was really interesting is right literally when this shift happened from Libra into Scorpio, I think to the day it's when all these sexual harassment cases came out and got exposed the field of the arts. And so I almost felt like the moon served as a projector. The goddess said, I'm taking a hold of that projector, and I'm going to show the inequities, and I'm going to show the injustices. And remember, it was still in Libra, but moving into there, and Scorpio goes deep. So the more you can tolerate facing your fears, don't worry about, like, now I'm going to be judicious about dragging them up. You don't have to. Jupiter will take care of that for you. It's really more saying, do dream analysis. This is a fantastic time to keep a little journal by your bedside. And just before you go to bed at night, to say, I'm going to remember my dreams. And then in the morning or when you get up, you know, just jot them down or even jot a symbol down. And then when you get up, just start to record your dreams. Even make a little altar of crystals or intentions around dreams. And then write them down, and the dreams that might be magnifying your fears or working out some of your old traumas, put them to your altar and ask them to be healed. And the ones that are coming up that are magnifying all these beautiful ways that you can become more strategic. Again, don't be afraid to say, this is what I want in life. You know, that's also like the power and the law of attraction, right? Is that we really get aligned. It's just, rather than aligning from a place, I remember my teachers used to say that the difference in when we're working with power from sorcery, which is where we have personal power, to shamanism, which is where we're beings of service. Both are beings of power, but it's how do we use our power? So with Scorpio, it's really going to take us into disempowerment, holding power, and ultimately being empowered. And as women, boy, do we need a year of apprenticeship in empowerment? I say yes. So I think this is going to be a huge year for us, and I think this lunation is going to kick it off. So I really want everyone to say, okay, let's not be afraid of all of these deeper questions, conversations, and discomforts. Let's go for the discomforts. And I think the payoff for all of us is going to be tremendous liberation and ease in our whole self. And that's when creativity and true focusing on what we want to achieve together can really be possible.
Wow, thank you so much, Susan. Everything that you said feels very relevant, at least for what I've been going through and having some crazy dreams. I'd love to hear from our listeners about that as well. And I had one follow-up question, which is that in this time of so much instability that we talked about, one thing that's coming up for me is this idea of, is my perception accurate? And this idea of being in the dark, and dreams, you know, are not necessarily literal, and they can have all kinds of symbols. I'm just curious what your thoughts might be around, you know, either just accepting the fact that maybe we don't see everything as clearly as we think we do, or, you know, are there ways to kind of be okay with that, or to actually start to see truth a little easier? I just don't even know, but that's what I'm working with right now.
I think that your point is really well taken. And I think right now where so many unthinkable kinds of things are happening, and you know, not only in our culture, but also, you know, where so many rights are getting taken away and being threatened, and our livelihoods and our security at risk, and, you know, all of the fires and the water events that have been so catastrophic, you know, it's also causing us to question our truths and question what our stability is and where do we find it, which, you know, obviously we're all talking a lot about. I think that our perceptions, allowing ourselves to have that, again, the freedom to say that our perceptions, it's a welcomed relief almost to say, how do we accept that some of our perceptions are based on our old programming? And so that I think that the unraveling that's happening, if, again, I want to get back to what I talked about in the beginning of the session, I think our bodies don't lie. And I think the more we really settle into more not only what are our bodies reacting to, but if we go deeper from the reaction from our bodies, what are our bodies wanting to talk with us about? In other words, I think this is a great time to really do breath work and to go into, for those of us who might be familiar with, whether they're the chakra systems or the power points through Taoism or through, you know, things like Qigong or Tai Chi or the meridians, Ayurvedic, like all of the ancient teachings that teach us into our bodies as being holistic and integrative and carrying our stories and our imbalances. I think that if we let our bodies lead us to share and show with us when we feel that we're in alignment, when we feel that there's a truth, when we're listening to our bodies or our intuition telling us that we're feeling honest and we're feeling like we can be in a space that's worthy of our trust. And when we're in situations where we feel our body is telling us that it's out of alignment or we're not with people, places, or things that are honoring us or aren't in honesty or truthfulness, that if we, again, start with those more intuitive feeling states and not interpret the feelings from our mind, but more try to understand the deeper messaging and the purity of what the experience is, and then find words that match that from a really clean place. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I think if we go from the body out and the body back up into the mind, we'll really reveal a new language for ourselves that I think will be much more in sync with who we are now. So I guess to say to you, the perceptions of what we're going through, I think there's truth in them. And I think there's also, unfortunately, a lot of fear in them. So I think we have to keep as we have to center ourselves, and then we have to honestly look at how do we distill out the fear so we can, you know, let the honesty come through, whether we like the message or not.
Thank you so much, Susan. And I'm really excited to announce that your winter retreat is coming up in Tulum, Mexico, from February 24th through March 3rd. And you have a very special offer for our listeners. So tell us about that.
Oh, I'm thrilled about it. Yes, we're going to the enchanting Tulum. And what a beautiful synchronicity. We'll be there over the full moon, and that full moon will be in Virgo, which we just talked about last month. So I'm hoping that if this appeals to any of your beautiful listeners, we're having a special promotion. So today, the 19th, is the last day until the 20th that we have this wonderful early bird offering of $250 off. But we are offering a special promotion just for the Moonwise sisters until the full moon of November 4th. And the way that you can get that is if you're interested and go to our website, everydaymedicinewoman.com, or you can link up Susan Lipschutz on Instagram or Everyday Medicine Woman Facebook page, you will find the event. And if you go to sign up and you put the code of Moonwise in lowercase, you can receive $150 off. So if anybody's interested, we would love to have you with us. And there's more information on the site, but it's going to be a beautiful week of healing and celebration and ceremony and shifting. And it's entitled Awakening the Sacred Compass. So it, again, is in keeping with what we were just talking about, you know, awakening that inner knowing that will guide us in the GPS of our deepest soul evolution.
Thank you, Susan. And I've been on a retreat with you, and it's definitely a life-changing experience and very empowering. So I welcome anyone who feels that little spark or that calling to definitely check out everydaymedicinewoman.com and learn more. And be sure to tune in on the November 4th full moon when I'll be releasing the next episode featuring my conversation with Elsbeth Moit, who is a Tantra yoga expert and intimacy educator. We'll be talking about love and how sexual energy can be used for manifestation, inspiration, and creativity. I hope you'll join us. Subscribe to Moonwise on iTunes or visit moontent.co to get all the latest content. See you next time.